Hi, this is dictation for Brandon Royal, BrandonRoyal. Brandon Royal, date of birth is 7/26/87, date of accident 7/30/2021, and date of service is 1/27/2022. The patient, Brandon Royal, is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially involved in an automobile accident that occurred on 7/30/2021. And his car lost a control on the puddle of water and hit into a pole, leading to severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, right shoulder, left shoulder, as well as into the left knee. These pains have continued. In addition, patients suffered from TBI, which was associated with headaches and loss of balance, and is improving. Overall, the pains are reported to be between 7 and 9. 40% pains have been reported relieved and improved with the current treatment with physical therapy and chiropractor injections. The radius that are affected is walking ability, general activity 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, sleep and enjoyment of life is affected 8, the work is affected 7, mood is affected 6. In the neurology, in the system review, in neurology psych patient is having a very mild headache with no vision disturbance or dizziness, vertigo. He denies any memory issues, and there is some loss of balance and lack of concentration. Nothing else. In the pain and numbness, patient reports shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, click and grinding, numbness, nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back, upper back, and neck pain, as well as both shoulders pain. So from right hip pain and left knee pain and right knee pain, but left knee pain is more worse 9. Moderate difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, patient suffers from nausea and stomach pain, but denies any vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of bowel. There is no history of blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has incontinence of the urine. In the GU, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, pain, urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has asthma, denies any trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has improved 40%, but in last 30 days, it has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. Current pain medications are Norco, and substance abuse is patient reports using marijuana for additional pain relief. Compliance safety, patient is fully compliant to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 140 over 101, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100, temperature is 99.0. And the rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 11/30/2021. Dictation number is 1130-061, or it could be 067, with the following changes. In musculoskeletal examination, please mention that spine tenderness is minimal in the sacroiliac joint and L4, L5, and S1, and no spasm is noticed and no hypertonicity. The range of motion of the cervical spine has improved as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 50, and bilateral rotation is 60. Lumbar spine range of motion has improved. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20 and bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not found to be painful today. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, please mention that in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling is negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test is negative, and Soto heart test is negative. Myelopathy signs are absent. In thoracic spine, Roos test is negative and Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski Kornick test negative, straight leg raising test is negative, and contralateral leg rest is negative. Gaga test is negative, Kemp test is negative, Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, very mild tenderness, right sided more than the left, and standing flexion test is found negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test is negative, favor test is positive on the right side only, and Gansner test is positive on the right side only. Extremities examination, except for the right shoulder and the left knee, all other areas of the extremities are found to be completely normal. The right shoulder examination reveals on inspection the shoulder is appearing normal and no dislocation. On palpation, there is a tenderness in the rotator cuff region and also in the front in the AC joint. Range of motion is reduced to ...90 degrees of abduction on the right shoulder, which is quite tender, anteriorly and posteriorly. Special tests that were conducted, Hawking Kennedy test was found positive on the right shoulder. MTBSN test, NEA test, and speed test are positive. Anterior and posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop-on test was negative. The range of motion of the abduction is up to 90 degrees, beyond which there is a severe pain, and the muscle strength is 4/5. The examination of the left knee reveals the following. The knee joint has no scar, edema, or effusion. Palpation reveals peripatellar tenderness and also deep-seated tenderness with minimal swelling, but there is no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. The range of motion is normal at 135 degrees flexion, and collateral ligaments are tender. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior draw, posterior draw is slightly tender. Macmorris Steinman is negative. Peripatellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is to continue the treatment based on the MRI findings. The MRI for the lumbar spine is positive for bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5. And herniated disc at L5-6, for which lumbar epidural steroid injection 4 to 6 are being conducted. Patient will be scheduled for that. Cervical spine, however, has only spondylotic changes that are not based on automobile accident. Hence, he may have to get this treatment with a private physician who is not doing with the auto. He has been referred to Dr. Preville and other spine physicians to do the treatment in this area. And the patient has a prescription for MRI for the right shoulder and the left knee to be done to identify for the pathology for which treatment plan is modified. The patient has been provided with a prescription for Narco 7.5 325 vitriol hour for 30 days, 60 tablets to help with the pain. Along with, patient will continue naproxen, Alavil, Flexeril, and melatonin. Other than this, he is quite stable. Lidocaine gel has been prescribed. Narco 10 over 325 vitriol hour for 30 days was prescribed 50 tablets. Patient will be seen soon for his epidural injection for the lumbar and also for regular visit on 227. Thank you.